Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Marvel Television's Wonder Man, an 8-episode series, now streaming on Disney Plus.
A superhero remake, not exactly what we'd expect from an Oscar-winning director.
Action!
Simon Williams, audition for Wonder Man.
I'm going to need you to sign this, assuming you don't have superpowers.
I'll never work again if anyone found out.
My lips are sealed.
Marvel Television's Wonder Man. All 8 episodes now streaming, only on Disney Plus.
Comcast is delivering extraordinary experiences in live sports. Through the incredible broadcast and storytelling from NBC, innovative and personalized viewing features on Xfinity and Peacock, and the country's most reliable Wi-Fi, viewers can enjoy every game-changing play faster and more seamlessly than ever. All in a network built to deliver unforgettable moments as close to live as possible. The ultimate experience for the American sports fan. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/sports.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter. But when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good day, Ramley Nation. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? Yes, I am here. We're going to continue our season review series from the Los Angeles Rams 2024 season. And can't wait to talk about it because we have 4 more weeks to go through, which features the game of the year in the NFL. Yes. Yes. The game of the year in the NFL featured the Los Angeles Rams. Game of the year. We're going to talk about that. But first and foremost, thank y'all for tuning in on this episode. Remember, you can catch Ramley Talk on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and whatever else you get your podcasts at. So you make sure that you subscribe to whatever platform that you love most, that you subscribe to Ramley Talk. So every time we drop a new episode, you will be the one of the first ones to get to listening to the episode itself. Now, before we get into our season review, we have some news to cover. He's returning, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Stafford, after talking to the Giants and the Vegas Raiders, Matthew Stafford is returning to the Los Angeles Rams, restructuring his contract. Don't have the details yet. Been looking all over for it. But the Rams and Stafford have not provided those details as of now. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter. The fact that we are keeping Matthew Stafford makes me very, very happy. So I'll stick with that. But we are keeping Matthew Stafford. We did trade away Jonah Jackson? We traded away to the Chicago Bears for a 5th-round pick. So we added a 5th-round pick to this year's draft. Okay. We have Rams tender exclusive rights for free agent Dilly McMahon. So McMahon looks like he'll be staying with us, or we could get some compensation for him. So we'll see how that goes, but we're keeping Dilly McMahon for the offensive line. And late last night, well, Adam Schefter reported that the Rams have officially released former Jim Thorpe Award winner, cornerback Trey Tomlinson. He is now a free agent, so we will no longer have Trey Tomlinson in our secondary. Which is interesting because there's a lot of interesting free agents out there. Especially on the wide receiver side, because two of our free agents is DeMarcus Robinson and Tutu Atwell. I am all for bringing back DeMarcus Robinson. I won't mind Tutu Atwell being back too. But that wide receiver list that I have seen is a very lengthy list. And with Devontae Adams being on the top of that list. Those of you who don't know, Devontae Adams has been released from the New York Jets, so he is a free agent. So he's pretty much on the top of that list. T. Higgins got franchise tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals, so if we were to pursue T. Higgins, we probably going to give up a couple first-round picks, probably what we don't want to do at this moment in time. Chris Godwin, he's a free agent from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Amari Cooper is a free agent, but I could see him returning to the Buffalo Bills. They had a great season. Stephon Diggs is a free agent. We'll see how he comes off that ACL injury. If any teams outside of Houston will be interested in Stephon Diggs. You also have DeAndre Hopkins out there. I'm pretty sure he probably could return to the Chiefs and try to get back to the Super Bowl if he wants to do that. Marquise Brown of the Kansas City Chiefs is also a free agent. He barely played this season, so we don't know how that will work out. When his free agency, Darius Slayton from the New York Giants is a free agent. Keenan Allen of Chicago Bears is a free agent. It's a lot of names out there that are free agents, you know. So we have options to replenish our wide receiver core with a veteran if we want to. Also, we could look into the draft. You know, Matthew Golden is a prospect that we are looking at. You also have Ohio State's wide receiver, Enigma, out there in the draft to also look at. But we shall see. It's a lot of things going on here. And Monday, this coming Monday, the tampering period begins where you can actually start negotiating contracts with free agents and stuff. And then on the 12th, which would be next Wednesday, you can officially sign these players to these contracts because that's when the new league year starts. So. We're almost at the start of the new league year, March 12th, which is a Wednesday. We're going to start seeing a lot of things happening. We'll see what the Rams do. And whatever the Rams do, we'll be covering it right here on Rambly Talk. You know, I might make that the first episode of Season 6. We don't know yet. Season 5 will be officially ending once I get through the review. Free agency, anything free agency-wise, will be Season 6. Okay? So, letting y'all know, don't get confused. Season six begins with free agency going into the draft. Season 5 will end with once I get through the season review. So I might, depending on what happens in free agency with the Rams, that would be the beginning of season 6, and I will do I'll finish the review down the line. But we're going to finish the review because we got some things we have to talk about. And speaking of which, let's get to our review, shall we? We're in weeks 11 through 14, and the Rams are coming in at 4-5 on the season. We fought our way back to get one game under 500 after our bye week. We fought our way back. The division is still alive. Things are still looking up. Let's see what we can do. But we have the Patriots, the Eagles, the Saints, and the Buffalo Bills on the docket. If you go 2-2 in this stretch, we're good. We still hanging around. Still might be a game on the 500, but we still hanging around. But here we go. First thing is a trip to Foxborough, Massachusetts to take on the New England Patriots. A 3-17 going against a 4-5 team. Our Rams need this win because this is a game they need to win. And looked it very good. Went up 14-10 at the halftime. Then took a 28-13 lead and going to the fourth quarter. And then almost messed around and blew this game. They almost messed around and blew it. But they won 28-22. We get back to 500 on the season. As you can see, over 400 yards of total offense for the Rams. No turnovers. Patriots, 382 yards of total offense. Two turnovers. They held the ball 15 minutes longer than us. That's a whole damn quarter worth. And we let them hang around, but it didn't bite us in the ass, which is a good thing. We did not get bitten in the ass for allowing them to hang around the way that we did. We came out victorious. Matthew Stafford, 18 for 27, 295 yards and four touchdowns. One of those was to Puka Nacua, who had seven catches, 123 yards and a touchdown. Another one was to Cooper Kupp. And I do believe Tyler Higbee made his official return in this game, and he had a touchdown. So that was good. Kerryon Williams only had 15 catches for 86 yards, and ain't worried about it. Drake May, the Ricky, 29 for 39, 282, two touchdowns and interception. We held Wynmon J. Stephens in check for a big 20 carries for 73 yards. So, uneasy game, but we got the dub. Sometimes you're going to have games like this when it's not easy and you feel like you should be so far superior, better than another team, which we felt like we were here. But we let Lou Wiggins hang around, and we came out with toys. That's all that matters. 5-5 on the season. And then we had a primetime showdown with the Philadelphia Eagles. Sunday Night Football, SoFi Stadium. Mike Tirico, Chris Collins worked on the call. And this was the Saquon Barkley game. 37-20, Eagles beat the Rams. 481 yards of offense for the Eagles, 290 for the Rams. A turnover by the Rams, and the Eagles controlled the ball for over 7 minutes. We had our chances. We really had our chances, you know. We just couldn't capitalize on them. And then once we didn't capitalize on them, that goddamn Saquon Barkley. 26 carries, 255 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. The man broke a 70-plus yard touchdown in the first half. That actually gave them the lead, by the way. And then he broke another 70-yard touchdown one, which broke the game open. I still remember this game to this day. It was like, what the hell? Saquon Barkley literally just... He had a career night. 255 rushing yards, that's a career night for him, and that was the most in the Eagles history of a single-game rushing attack. Career night for Saquon, it was nothing we can do. It just happened. I think that man accounted for over 300 yards of total offense, because I think he had like 40-something or 50-something yards receiving too, if I remember correctly. It was just one of those games where you look and you're just like, damn, that dude is different. That's how you felt. He's like, that dude is just different. And there's nothing we can do about it, really. Like, we had our chances, but that man took off. That man had, what was his season in total? He had four catches for 47 yards. Yeah, he had over 300 yards of total offense by himself. Jalen Hurts didn't have to do nothing. All they had to do was let the defense do what they did. Defense made us turn the ball over one time. I think Kerryon Williams from football, if I remember correctly. And it was going good. You know, we jumped out 7-3 on them. They came back and got a 13-7 lead on us. And then 70 yards later, Saquon Barkley makes it 20-7. We fight back. We score a touchdown. And they score a touchdown. So we down 27-14 at the half. Okay, we still in the game. Still in the game. They come out. They get a field goal in the fourth quarter. They're up 16. And then all of a sudden, Saquon Barkley, 72 yards, 37-14. That was like, yep, that's the game. Yep, that'll do it. That will do it. There's nothing we can do. Nevertheless, yet again, we get to 500, and we can't get above 500. We lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, and we jump to 5-6. We jump to 5-6. That was this one of them games you was like, there's nothing we can do. Like, there's nothing we can do. It really wasn't what we can do. Nevertheless, even at 5-6, we're still in the hunt for the division. We're still in the hunt for the wild card. But it's getting a little more dimmer with every game that passes by. But commercial break here. When we come back, after the loss to the Eagles, we had to take a trip to the site of Super Bowl 59. And that would be New Orleans, Louisiana, to take on the New Orleans Saints.
Whether it's news, the largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant, weather, devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States, inspiration, a breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. BJ.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah. They want that fire. Papi J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country.
And welcome back to Rimmer Talk here on March 6th, 2025. Thank y'all for tuning in. And yet again, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. Whatever platform you listen to Rimmer Talk on, it could be YouTube. It could be iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts at, especially Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating review and make sure y'all comment. Make me know what y'all feel like, how the Rams done this season, this past season. What do you, which games that you enjoy, which games stood out to you, who stood out to you throughout the season and stuff like that. Into that with your boy, you know. Let's get some conversations going on here. We're still working on some other things. I can't wait for season six. Season six is going to be interesting. Everything that's going on, see what free agency is going to look like, see what we do in the draft. So be prepared. But as we continue on our season review, as I said before we went to break, heading to the site of the Super Bowl because we had to take a trip against the New Orleans Saints. When the Saints come marching in. Oh, when the Saints come marching in, they get beat by the Rams. When the Saints come marching in, that's what we do. Anytime you look at the Saints, we beat them. This is pretty much what we've been doing to the Saints. They had more yards than us by five. They held the ball more than us by almost 5 minutes. And yet we won 21-14. Sluggish offensive game. Very sluggish. Very sluggish offensive game. Terrible game. Offensively, but defensively, defense was not allowing the team to score. Derek Carr and company couldn't do nothing. As I show you the player statistics here, Derek Carr 24 for 37, 184 yards passing, one touchdown. Alvin Kamara 23 carries, 112 yards. Matthew Stafford 14 for 24, 183, two touchdowns. Keanu Reynolds got back in the end zone, 104 yards, but on 15 carries. Puka Nacua got the touch, got one of Matthew Stafford's touchdowns, won five catches for 56 yards. We got a dub, so we made it back to 500, which is good. But then, what will go down as the 2024 game of the year in the NFL? I will question anybody to tell me what other game will be over this game for as the game of the year. I'm waiting. Buffalo Bills against the Los Angeles Rams. Man, what a game. We had Jim Nance and Tony Romo on a call for this one. What a game that they got to see. The firepower of both offenses was on display. And yes, I said offenses. 44-42, Rams get the dub. And finally, all above 500. Finally. Felt like the final boss and The Rock saying finally. Man. Defense was playing good until the fourth quarter. You know, we had a 38-21 lead, and then the fourth quarter happened, and the defense couldn't stop Josh Allen and boys from making a run. But Stafford and the Rams, they did just enough in the fourth quarter to make sure we preserved that dub. Game of the year. Definitely game of the year for the Rams. First time above 500 this season. Biggest win of the season, because you're talking about a 10-2 team walking into SoFi Stadium with the NFL MVP, Josh Allen. And this is what we were able to do. We got a much needed victory when we needed it most. Look at it. Over 900 yards of combined offense from both teams. Buffalo Bills 445, Rams 457. No turnovers. No turnovers. And we held the ball for 17 more minutes than the Buffalo Bills, because when they scored goddamn quickly too. It was, oh my God, it was, this game, it was ridiculous. The NFL MVP, Josh Allen, 22 for 37, 342, three touchdowns. He also had 10 carries for 82 yards and three touchdowns. The first player in NFL history with three passing touchdowns and three rushing touchdowns in a single game. One of those touchdowns with the Khalil Shakur on five catches, 101 yards and a touchdown. But on the Rams side, Matthew Stafford went toe-to-toe with Josh Allen in the passing department. 20 for 30, 320 yards and two touchdowns. Kieran Williams at 29 carries, 87 yards, but he put the ball in the end zone twice. Puka Nacua, 12 catches, 162 yards and a touchdown. It was a game to behold, and I call it the game of the year. If you feel differently, feel free to mention what game was the game of the year in the NFL. But for me, game of the year in the NFL was the Rams and Buffalo, because you did not expect a shootout of this proportion in this game, especially talking about a team that's under five, the team that's at 500, fighting for their playoff in division lives, and a team in the Buffalo Bills who are 10-2 at the time, the hottest team in the NFL, and you're like, dude, They should be able to walk into SoFi Stadium and have business against the Rams. But lo and behold, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, they were in their bag on this one. Man, what a game. That's the game of the year. I don't care what anybody said. That was the game of the year. And with that being said, 3-1 in weeks 11-14. The only loss was the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football, and a massive win over the Buffalo Bills, putting the Rams at 7-6. Like I said, first time above 500 this season. With four games to go, definitely in reach of the division crown with four games to go. And that's where we're going to leave this episode off at, with the Rams sitting at 7-6, still fighting for the division crown, still fighting for a very dismal wild card spot, because you had, I think you had like 3-4 teams that was already at 10 wins, such as the Washington Commanders, the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a daunting task to get a wild card spot. So division crown is the most likely spot we need to get to, and that division crown was still wide open. So that would do it for this week's episode of Rim and Talk, our season review. Weeks 11-14. Next time I do the season review, depending on how free agency goes, it will be the final 4 weeks, weeks 15-18. And then after that, the Rams make the playoffs. What happened in the playoffs? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, the Playmaker signing off saying, have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Rambly Talk. Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports apparel with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App, $DPlaymakers. That is again, $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Rambly Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a great review, leave comments on how you feel about Rambly Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Rambly Talk, hosted by The Playmaker.